All right, boys, circle up, take a knee. Now, that was some good hustle out there. It was a mighty fine practice, but I know we can do better out there. You're not going to beat Centennial at the homecoming game next week if you got that sluggishness out there right now. Now, some of you are worried because a couple of our players aren't here right now. Let me tell you about that. I know how much you want to beat Centennial at the homecoming game. And on Tuesday, Centennial came over and TP'd our great accomplishment hallway in the building. But a Mikey, a free safety, he wanted to take some revenge on it in honor, in pride of Northridge. He went over there and tried to fill their swimming pool with water moccasins. But one of the moccasins bit him. He's up at Wilson General now with a whole bunch of antidotes. He's listed in good condition, but they don't think he's going to make it. And then on Thursday, when Centennial spray-painted Northridge sucks on the Overton Bridge, Donnie, our fullback, he went over there and tried to burn down their swimming pool. He stood out there for hours, not knowing you could not set fire to a swimming pool. He's got a mild sunburn. They don't think he's going to make it. So I want you to get ready. I want you to get your heads in the game. Because next week at the homecoming, you're not just playing for the honor of Northridge. You're playing for Mikey and for Donnie. These good boys. These really good boys. And there's going to be a lot of people watching us next week, including the patron of this team, the writer Jill Alexander S-Bomb. She don't think they're going to make it either. But she's going to be here at the game, telling us about the allure of France and her love of the Houston Rockets. You gotta do it for her. You gotta do it for Northridge. And you gotta do it for those good boys, Donnie and Mikey. They're so good boys. They don't gotta make it. You gotta fight. You gotta throw better, hit harder. You gotta win for them. Win for all of us.